Now how the I becomes single, that is a practical question, you see. Take heed, you see, that light of God is within us, you see, each one of us. We have not to create it, but we have to open our single eye, which is called the third eye, by the Hindu and by Mohammedans it is called Nukteswara, you see. If thine eye becomes single or becomes one, you see, or the third eye, which is independent of these two eyes, or the back eye, you might say, the one eye is there which looks through these eyeballs. These are the spectacles we are wearing on, you see, through which the inner eye sees. That is the single eye. How to invert, how to open that eye, this is what is the master's job, you see, to give you first an experience. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. This morning about 61 men were given the meditation, you see, and almost every one of them had saw light. Not, I think, with the exception of one who was just involved in the breathing, all others had it. This very definite fact, you see, a two and two makes four. The pity it is that there are very few people who know about these things practically. So that is why in St. Luke you will find it was given a great warning. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkened. Light is within thee. Let it not be darkened. We have darkened it, you see. When you close your eyes, you don't see light. You see all pitch dark, you see. So take heed that that light is not darkened. It is already darkened, you see. And how to enter in, that's the point. I say Hindus, yoga philosophy and others, it is said, all master says, that there are two ways, you see. One is very beautiful, pere marag, very beautiful marag. That is the way of going to expression. Everything looks very nice, very beautiful, very enchanting, attractive. When you enter that way, you look through the two eyes, you see. What is this? You are tied to the outside and naturally you are cast into hell. You are even here not peaceful, and after that how can you be peaceful? So it is better to enter into the inner eye. That is the way of Sharemaran. The Sharemaran, that's the way, just starts from beginning. It is all dark. When you find further way up, it opens and opens, and worlds of creation you see inside and see what. And that very thing has been given in this saint by Matthew. I find by further study of the religion, the same things are given. Of course given in their own language, but that practical side is not changed, you see. They say, enter ye in the straight gate. Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You see, that expressing the same thing what I have told you the other way. Because wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Everybody goes in that way, you see. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. That starts from darkness, you see. And ultimately, few there be that find it. That way is within you. But there are few who really find it. And the Sikh master says, well, O blind man, you do not know the way which goes back to God, that lies within you, and that is the way back to God. When you cannot find that way, are you not blind? That way lies where? That lies within you, and nowhere else. Then they said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Try to enter in You see? At the straight gate, for many I say unto you, will seek to enter in but shall not be able. These are now all practical questions, you see. How to? That needs somebody who has that experience that way and is competent to give you first-hand experience now. Our respect goes to all masters who came in the past, whoever came in contact with them, they gave them first-hand experience, you see. And when they left to average human, people forgot. Some other master came up and just revived that old science of opening the inner eye, entering into the kingdom of God. To die, leave the body at will, you see. Then ultimately, now stand now, this 20th century, our respect goes to all masters who came in the past. True masters, now I again add one word, you see, true masters. And even now we need the guidance of somebody who is expert in that way, who can all has that experience and can give you first-hand experience now. You shall not have to wait till that. Generally, you find many teachers or masters, so-called nowadays, they say, already you are not yet ready, please. Just you are not worthy, wait. You'll have to do this and that thing. Simply postponing, postponing and postponing. When you go to your master, he'll never do that. Alright, he sees. He has to give something, he knows it. You see, he's competent. He's authorized by God. He's the mouthpiece of God. You see, he's got commission from God. He has come only for that purpose. Just to lead the seekers of God on the way back to God. That's all. To put them on the way. This is his job. When you come to him, he simply gives you first an experience. Come on, sit down. Be convinced of the theory first. And learn it and unlearn it. Both, I tell you, who have got real love for God, real desire, real search for God, they're all fit. Such people who come to a master, they will give him experience first hand. And if you just work, live up to what he says, you'll be advancing like anything. So this is the qualification of master given that way. When you come to a true master, well, you'll need no testimony, you see. You'll see things for your own self, quite consciously, under no influence, you see, of hypnotism or influence. But you'll be conscious at the time of seeing, even you remember after that. Once the way is open, you see, you will be able to transcend and go into the beyond day-to-day practice. That thing that becomes your own part and parcel of life, you see. So, we have to hope that God is light and God resides in every heart, you see. But to see the light of God, that you will see by only inversion, transcension, coming about the body consciousness. The ABC of the teachings of the Masters taught when you just come about the body consciousness. All, where all philosophies end, there the religion starts. True religion is one, not two. Social religions are so many. They were just made for the uplift of man. Man is social. You remain where you are. You are not to change that for having the way back to God. Remain where you are, be sincere, have good qualities, live an ethical, pure, chaste lives. Don't think evil of others, love all. He has got qualification that way, he is a fit person to go up, and Master gives him the first experience how to come out of the body consciousness. Even if a Descartes comes to a Master, he changes, you see. He's no more a Descartes now, because he just led into the beyond, has some higher values before him, he sees those things with his own eyes, you see. So the light of God is within you. If thy, as that is given in St. Luke, you see, if thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle that gives it light. It's given an example, you see. Within you, just in a room, a candle is burning, the whole room is lighted. Similarly, that light is within you and that light is within me. Therefore, what you should do, take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkened, you see. Maintain that thing. We have lost that thing, you see. We have not progressed that way. So we have to open that eye within, you see. This is what the masters say. And for that reason, I remember, you see, Master have been saying what they have said, all masters have said the same way, you see. For that reason, now I will give you one saying of the master of the Tulsidas, what he has to say on that very subject, you see. So for that purpose, you see, that is no reserved right of any one social religion or the other. That purely a science is just like astronomy or physical science or engineering, this and that thing, you see. Man is man first, and then whatever way he develops, he is called by that name, you see. Engineer is a man, no doubt, first and then an engineer. Doctor is a man first and then a doctor, you see. Well, the master is first man, you see, and then a master, you see. Master is not the body. That qualification that he has earned within, you see. He becomes conscious co-worker, the mouthpiece of God, that power which is working through, he is that. Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. So, there has been cases, you see, just like a man, one astronomer goes to another astronomer, or one physical doctor, just they have a meeting of whole doctors together, just to decide certain questions. In the past, there has been cases in which one master has been going to the other. Vyas Rishi of the old went to Zoroaster to meet him. There have been cases in the West, I mean they came to the East, to India, to meet those masters over there for higher knowledge, you see. There's no shame. When we want to learn something, we have to go to somebody who is expert that way. So it is spoken of a Mirza Taqi who was in search of God, he had to come to India, you see, and sat at the feet of Tulsidas. He was a master also, you see. He is one who preceded, I think, Master Shivdayal Singh, you see, the grand master of our master, you see. Well, he says, he came up to him for that, for light, and he addresses him just to tell him, he says, well, look, you are Taki. You need not be in a hurry, be not disheartened, but simply do one thing. What? When a child is born, you see, he is not innate sense than to look constantly, minutely at any one point. He goes on seeing. That's the first thing. When a child is born, when he sees at one way, he continues seeing for even sometimes hours. He says that power which is, lies within you, just develop that power of seeing, inner gaze, opening of the inner gaze. You see? And if you succeed that way, God is already within you, you will see the glory of God within you. You see? You have to open the inner eye, you see? That eye which is now closed. And even you close your eye, you see darkness before you. And there is something which sees that darkness. And that something is the inner eye. It is just if you fix that gaze, looking minutely, constantly, penetratingly at any one place, as a child sees that after the bowl, you see, in earlier years, similarly you just develop that inner gaze or the inner sight. What would the result? Can the God is within you, you will see the glory and the light of God within you. He says, how? He gives reference to the eyes now. You see, in the body, eyes have got the highest place in the whole body, above all other organs of sense. First the eyes, then the ears, then the mouth, nose, mouth, and some below. The eye is the place highest in the man body, and its work is also the highest, you see. Eye is the, you see, light of the body. Man sees through it. When his soul communes with God, he becomes the mouthpiece of God. God sees through those eyes outside, you see. The play, eyes are the seat of play of the soul within the body. When whatever, you see, condition of the soul is, that way thing comes out of the body. When you are in love, you see, your eyes just give out all love, you see. Very sweet. When you are anger, your eyes are red, you see. When you are just attachment, the whole thing between eyes are the expression of the whole body. So he says that thing, looking into the middle, just with the inner gaze, just develop that power, then you will see the light of God or the glory of God which always resides in you. Then he further explains that thing. He says, you have got eyes, and within eyes you have got the, within that pupil, you see, of the eye, and there's still further the star of the eye. He says, just, if you just look within, backside, back the eyes, inward, the whole mystery of creation is lying there. You can come in contact to see all creation, you see. You will be able to transcend and see macrocosm lying within you. Now you close your eyes, it is all darkness, he says. But close your eyes, just come to the middle of the eye at the back, come back, and there you will find the mystery of life on the earth. Just continue looking into it. Then what does he say? He says if you just be able to look this, tear the dark veil within you, when you see, close the eyes, you see darkness naturally, each one of us. He says if you just be able to tear, penetrate through that dark veil within, then what will you see? He says, you will be knowing all about this creation, physical and of the beyond too. But look minutely, don't look wide, he says. With full rapt attention, just look into that. Then he says, what will happen? Because when you will just in that way transcend the body, you will just come, be born anew in a new world. When you will there, you will hear the voice of God within you. You see the light of God, you will hear the voice of God. You will simply tell all people, well, there is a new life, there is the glory of God, there is the light of God, there is the voice of God reverberating throughout all creation. You will see for your own self. Then what he says? He says, well, look here, it is not difficult to see God within, you see. If any difficulty is, that is seeing how to look beyond the dark veil, how to penetrate the dark veil. When you close your eyes, you see darkness, how to penetrate through it, that is the difficulty. If you know how to penetrate, open the inner eye, or the third eye, or the single eye, naturally you see that. But how to open the inner eye for that purpose, what will you have to do? He says, well, look here. For that purpose you will have to sit at the feet. Have the grace of some master. He will give you little, what you say, impetus, you might say, life-giving glance you rise over the sea delight. If you do not know how to transcend the body, you see, well, that thing lies within you, light of God is within you, but you won't be able to see that light, you see. This is what Tulsi, the old Mirza Taki, who came up to him. Well, the same truth even now stands, you see. Guru Amar Das, he was after search of God for about 70 years, long 70 years, you see. When he came to the feet of the second masters of the sixth, he got that inner vision, you see, inner eye opened. What does he say? Well, people ask him, well, all right, you had seen so many masters, what have you got from this master? What are the two qualifications of a master? He says, well, he puts the collirium, yes, he shows you that collirium of first an experience through your eyes, you see. You have to just concentrate, you see. Soul seat in the body where this lies, you see. At the time when that you might have seen people dying, lower portion is dead, his eyes are upturned, he is still alive, you see. But he is not dead. The seat of the soul in the body is like the eyes. If you know how to come above the body, just like a light is here, the whole place is being lighted, you see. Similarly, soul's seat in the body is like the eyes, and from there it infuses life throughout the body. He says, just come up there, then what will the result? Can you see light with it? So all masters who had to, they say one and another, I moyun din tishti. But he says, just open your eyes, please, so that you may see the light of God, the glory of God which is within you. And how? He says, just through the organs of sense, through the eyes, through the ears, through the mouth, you're just going outside, just inward, transcend, and you'll see the light of God. And if you do not see the light of God, he says, you may mark, you see, with me. It is so very gentle, you see. So Maulana Om says that we should not be afraid of leaving this body, you see. Reason is that we are not only this physical body, we have got other bodies too. That is the astral and causal bodies, you see. These bodies were given to us just to enable us to work in the outward physical body, whatever we like, we are working now. But inner side is closed, you see, we do not how to transcend this physical body, open the inner eye and see, come in contact through the astral body, with the astral world. So he says that don't you be afraid of leaving the body, because you have another body with it. That is why Kabir says, you see, the true, tenets are the practices of spiritual practices lie in the fact that you know how to transcend the body. This is the true religion. And if you just do that, succeed that way, you will not remain attached to the outer world and its glamour. So Maulana Rum, he gave a very great stress on the fact that, well, look here, if you want to have a real life, what you should do? He says, just learn how to die before death, how to leave the body before death, only then you have the true life, you see. So you'll see, your whole subject is before you now. Body is the temple of God, most valuable and precious, highest of all creation. This is given to us only for a temporary period. Consider ye as an exile, you see. This is just like an inn, you see, where the motel, the people come and stay for the night and leave the next morning, you see. Similar like that, this body it is. Where are our forefathers, I tell you? They are no more. They are similar bodies like you. And they have left. And we are no exception to that. We also have to leave. That's the one thing to be kept in view. Second thing, this man body, the highest of all creation, is truly speaking, though it is given to us for a short while, but it is the true temple of God. It is made after the image of God. In the outer places of holy worship were made after the image of man, you see. Dome-shaped or no shape, just is light. Within that they have kept the symbols of light and sound. That's the only symbol to let people know that body is the true temple of body, and there when you enter you will have a light of a kind of light. And still more, that will grow in volume as you advance further, go ahead on the way back to God. And there is sound reverberating in every heart, you see. A symbol outside. So the man who has got this man body eye, well, this is the highest of all creation and the most, I would say, golden opportunity that we have got. As a man, we are not to simply enjoy like beasts. Look to the cattle, you see. God has made their heads facing the earth, you see, like that. But then, anyway, look here, you are after man, God has made your eyes upward, see upward, you see. Don't be attached to the worldly enjoyments or sensuous life. This is only defiling the temple of God, you see. And God shall destroy. So this is a holy temple of God in which we live. God also lives within. The God is light, and if we just know how to open the inner eye, then you will know, you will see the light of God in you. And for that purpose you require somebody who has got that first experience and can give you that experience. Kabir says, well, it is better to die, you see, learn how to die. If you learn to die even 100 times a day, he says, 100 times a day, when you want to stay and go up, again come back. You are expert that way, well, where this thing of death is left, he says. He says, the people are afraid by hearing the name of death. He says, but I am all joyful at the name of the death, you see, because I know how to leave the body in transcendence. For me, that will be complete union with God, no return whatsoever. So we have to make the best use of all that, you see. When we transcend, open the inner eye, then further there is something more, you see. That is, we come in contact with the Divine Word. This is called as, in the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, and Word was God. Well, that we will take up tomorrow evening. What is Word? What the Masters who came, they define it. What is its work? How we come in contact with that after transcending the body? And what is the job of a Master? What he has to do? What sort of yoga he teaches us? You see? And if we have love for the Master, that will give us progress, you see, more quick than as in the ordinary course. Well, that will be the subject of tomorrow evening, you see. What is the highest form of yoga, which is most natural, and natural things are always easier, you see. Second thing, how to come in contact with the Divine Word within, where it is, how to come in contact with that, and ultimately who can be a master, what the master can give us, that will be subject of tomorrow.
Some pictures on the screen, and while they're getting that ready, I want to make a few announcements. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 here, Master will hold meditation, at which time he will give you that inner experience of days which he has been talking about tonight. Then tomorrow night at 7:30 here also, he will continue his talks and tell you of a different
satsang means the company or contact with the truth, because to come in contact with the truth, it is still higher thing. Secondary thing comes the company of those people who have come in contact with truth. They are the mouthpiece of truth. So the company of the two masters, I would say, who are the mouthpiece of God, who speak as inspired by God, the company of such masters is termed by the word satsang, you see.
Such
Chaitanya
and such
an interview with it. Such Chaitanya is the three qualifications of the realization a man has after transcension from the body, absorbing into the beyond, you see. That's the qualification of realization. When you have got realization, it's been taught. That gives you three things, you see. All consciousness, all truth, all jaya and peace.
Come on, is there any questions you have? What
you
try, you
can
reply and
question. Point is, you see, only for the sake of understanding, if there is anything we do not follow very clearly, those things can be asked for. To the best of my knowledge, what I have come to know, I hope you will be satisfied. That's all I can say. No man can boast. But the true search after God sometimes creates in us as something about which we do not know very clearly. Not for discussion's sake, but for the sake of understanding, any and everybody is welcome. Yes, surely, the voice of God within. That's the second part of the show. I'm talking only about the opening of the inner eye, and I did refer your hope in my lost that giving of the Tulsi's scripture, which speaks of the voice of God. Both things go together on the way back to God. The light, opening of the inner vision, and opening of the inner eye, inner ear, both of them. The masters have all had the both things in their teachings. Those who come to them, they teach them how to see within, how to open the inner eye, and how to open the inner ears to hear the music of the world, as Plato puts it, you see. Yes, they will give first an experience of both. Therein the competence of a master lies, not in giving out a lecture or write a book or this and that, not in that, you see. The greatness of master lies in giving you first an experience, how little it may be, but he will give you some experience, you see. That can be dwelt from day to day, experience. Beg pardon?
It's possible for everyone.
Well, I tell you, out of this Hollywood and Los Angeles, how many men are there? Hardly, I think, not 200. Then those who are ready, those who are in search of that, they have only come, you see. And those who come and have that inner search within them, well, they are fit, not others. So that's the natural, you see, I say the inner search within each man for something higher. When he learns about these things, naturally runs up over there to see what is what. That inner search high demand to come to somebody who knows a bit on the way. So those who come up, they are fit, you see.
You mentioned Kelsey-Dak. Would you tell us, which of all the great masters are the most intelligible to us? Which, say, Kalidasa or Raya?
Well, Kalidasa was not a master, I tell you.
No?
He was a poet.
Yes,
a poet, and no doubt half master, half saint, that I do, see.
How about Patanjali?
Patanjali, he is a master of yoga. Well, master teaching are not the prana yoga or the jnana yoga or the other yoga that is given by Patanjali. Patanjali refers to just transcend the body, you see. See? By just controlling the prana, you see. That's a difficult one. Everybody is not fit for those things today. Masters have taken up only the natural way, you see. For the reason I tell you why. They say, well, in everyday life, we are just eating, thinking, reading, writing books, attending to other affairs. The prana has their own function in the body. Just circulation of the blood is going on, digestion is going on. Reaction of the prana is the breathing going on constantly. Growing of hairs, growing of nails, this is it. Function of the prana within the body, and they are going on, we are not conscious of that. The yogis, and there are other things, the soul current working in the body. So yogis just withdrew the prana current as well as the soul current, both together. And for that, they had to just have recourse to Hatha yoga practices, you see, and to make the body fit, and cleanse the body by the practices, you see, neti, dhoti, and other things. Well, everybody is not fit for those things these days. Master says, well, it is the soul that has to realize God. Simply concentrate the currents of the soul working the body and leave the prana working independently, not to touch with it. That makes the work much easier. Even a child of 5 years can see God, can transcend the body. So that's the feat of the master. Quite different, excuse me, from the other ways which are time consuming and difficult, and we are hereditarily not fit these days. The master has taken up only the natural, most natural way, and natural ways are always easier, you see. No, not the least. I have not taken up that thing. I have just mentioned now, pranas have their own function in the body. For the sake of health, you might, but for transcending into the beyond, if you just take a prana system with you, that will make the matter more difficult for you. And for that, you will have to take a long way, if you can have the same thing. Because it is the soul that has to experience God, not the pranas, not the intellect. So Master, for that reason only, took up the soul side, not touch the pranas. That is the difficult way, everybody not fit. And those who take up, I will tell you, most of them have some physical ailment. Their brain goes out of order, or their lungs are affected, or other systems affected, you see. For that reason, because we are physically not fit these days for those hard practices and time-consuming, that is why they have just eliminated that part of the show to be fitted for the time, you see, for us people. Yes? No, not the least. You see, we have got 24 hours body. I think yesterday's talk must have made it clear to you that man is composed of three things: physical body, intellect, and soul. we have to maintain the body by honest means, you see, maintain it, maintain your family, maintain your social body, politically, go on. Your intellect, you must advance intellectually. In both these ways, you see, we have made sufficient advancement. But we know little or nothing about our own selves, you see. They do not advise to leave the world and go to some wilderness and just be a burden to the society, not the least. He says, Masters always say, the man who just earns his money by dint of hard labor, honest means, by the sweat of brow, only such a man is fit for going back to God. And those who are living on the donation and alms of others, well, they are not fit for the way. He will earn himself and help others. Who do that, such a man only is fit for going up, you see.
Possible for people to hear the higher
forms of the sound journey and to ascend to the higher spiritual. Surely. Without initiation by a master or without the help of a master. I tell you, some people do have, you see, that experience sometimes, because each man has his own background, you see. Both a man has read in one school or college up to a certain class, 9th or 10th class, if he has to go up to the other college, naturally he will have to start ahead, not again begin the ABC. What he has earned, that stands to his credit. Well, now what we appear to be, we are not what we appear, but each one of us has got our own background as a reaction of the past. Sometimes people do have experience of light and sound within, but they do not know what it is. And to whatever stage they have dwelt, that comes up as a result of the reaction of the past, they require further guidance. I have met people who have seen they do not know what it is. I had one of my relations, you see, when he was going, he indriyas, which are outgoing faculties, would stop to work sense organ, he would in a samadhi like that. On the way, when going, even then he would stand like that for minutes. Sometimes half an hour. And he was treated by all doctors in India, you see. And everybody, some said it is some derangement in the brain, the other said it is due to eyesight and so many things. When he came up to me, I told him, well, it is a reaction of your past, what you have earned. Would you like to be put on the way? This should be taken out of you, you see. So men do have experiences. Those who have earned that in their past, you see, that will come up to their help of themselves, but they do not what it is. They simply take it as a disease. Even one man came to me, I think, day before, just telling me, I feel something like I hear the sound, there is some sound reverberating in my ears, and I have been to doctors, they say there is nothing physically wrong, you see, that's your only whim. But he told me, no, I do hear. So that is something of the past which he cannot account for, you see. And they also need a further guidance by a master to go up further, you see. Excuse me? I tell you, you see. Well, those who have these experiences, as I just told you, as a reaction of the past, you see, you have it. But they die out if you are not put on the way, if you do not restrict to the certain things which are to be retarding factors, you see. So this, I mean, dietary question is very helping factor. We can change our habits by changing our diet. You see? And there are some things, you see, strict vegetarian diet is prescribed for the reason that we would like to have a normal life, not a passionate life, you see, to start with. This is a helping factor. That is why that is assimilated. And there are other things which are simply harmful ones, the retarding factors, we have to eliminate all those. All intoxicants, all meat, diet, including fish, fowl, or eggs, etc., they are to be eliminated for the purpose, you see. Because we want to, whenever we have to just take up something, we have to assimilate certain things and eliminate other things, you see. For that reason, that is a helping factor, I tell you. And all those masters who came in the past, if you just read their histories, life histories, you'll find they abstain from all those. They remain on mostly vegetarian diet, I think, to the best I know. Even Prophet Muhammad, he had to leave off all these things. He says when he transcended the body, went up the body, you see. But some refined diet is required, perhaps. Yes, please.
Can you tell us something about the modern Pentecostal missions in India?
What missions?
Pentecostal missions in India, where 50 to 60,000 people attending every meeting, and thousands of Brahmins and Muslims and Sikhs are being converted to instantaneous healing. I've seen films just important from India, and from India itself.
Yes.
And I've seen this going on in the city of Lahore.
Oh, in Pakistan.
Yes. Indian, Bangalore,
maybe.
You are
an eyewitness. You are an eyewitness.
No, I'm an eyewitness of the film.
Oh, that's
being shown here right now.
Yes, yes. Well, I have no. I mean, I'm not interested. I have not been interested in that way. You see? So
have
I.
Have you ever heard of the Pentecostal doctrine of the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
I tell you, there are ways and ways, you see, there are some side issues. Our highest aim in life is to know ourselves and to know God. Yes. I am interested only in that patch. In that thing, you see, soul has got all curative powers, you see. It is simply just a question of application. When you exercise, take exercise, you put your whole attention in the body, you grow in strength of the body. When that attention is just well directed to the center of the brain, you just grow very strong, giant, intellectual giant. Similarly, that power, if it is engaged in other pursuits, you further develop that way. That's right. But we are using that very power instead of using for the higher purpose, to know oneself and contact God for the side issues or the other avenue. That's all. All right, if it can work out, that's all right. Few minutes more, if you people don't mind. A film of my master, you see, in India, who has left the body, no doubt, but in his sweet remembrance, you'll see his form, you see, working how in India, you see. Very small film we have got, but just that will give some. Yes, this may be taken out, you see? This will be. What is it? Yes. So now, it will be all right. Yes.
I don't think there's any need to introduce the master. I think all of you have been here before, so now master will conduct inner meditation. And then I just want to say that this evening again, there's another meeting at 7:30 a.m. here. So we're looking forward to seeing you all.
Meditation is the sum and substance of all religion, I would say.
the butter and the milk. Whatever we read in scriptures, we must have that thing in our own experience too. So long as we do not experience what the scriptures say, that it is substantial, will do you no good. You may become a parrot like, you see, repeating all these scriptures and saying so many things, but unless what is given in the scriptures that we are not in our own experience, naturally that will lead us nowhere. An ounce of practice is more than tons of theories. All scriptures say, you see, God is within you. Last evening talk was on that subject. The kingdom of God within you. You must seek first. Seek first of all, the most important it is. Now how to do it, that is, for that purpose it is, you please sit in one pose most convenient to you. And once you adopt any pose, don't change. Let there be no tension in the body, you see, in any part of the body. Sit in a quiet, relaxed position. Then close your eyes, don't use these eyeballs. As you go to sleep, you leave off all eyes. Similarly, you leave off looking through the eyeballs. And also leave off all thought of the physical body below, or what is going on in the body below, or outside environment. Don't think beneath the weather. You see that while closing your eyes, still you see there is something that sees the darkness. That which sees the darkness, you see, even quite independent of your eyeballs, that is the inner eye or the single eye. With that inner eye, just look in front of you, not into the wide expanse of the darkness which is before you, but just into the middle of the darkness, inner darkness, which lies within the space of the two eyeballs. Look minutely, more minutely, and go on looking into it like that, see, constantly, without a break, with no thought of the body below or outside. While doing so, let there be no tension on the eyes or the forehead. With the inner eye, look at the inner darkness, just lying between space of the two eyebrows, and look mildly, penetratingly into the middle there. This is not a yoga practice that you just invert your upwards your eyes, you see, not to leave off the eyeballs altogether. With the inner eye, whatever sees the darkness within. With that inner eye, you have to look minutely, penetratingly into the middle of the darkness just lying within the space of the two eyebrows, you see, from inside outside. Continue looking into it constantly. This is one thing. Those are new, they met with the sweet rumors of God. Others say about the charge they should make those words mentally very, very strongly. So that, you know, air is not disturbed. Now you sit down and see how you find.
Not as much light as yesterday.
Yes.
So it seems
that
every time it's almost coming
out,
I think about it,
and
be gone again.
But don't think of it. That's the thing. If you lay the effort on your part, okay? That's the answer. Let it come what it comes. Let it come when you think of it. You put your own interest in the ego, and basically then that stands in the way. You sound nice. You forgot your money for a while?
Part of the time.
Yeah. You please?
Well, first I saw very bright violet spots, very small, shaped quite like an eye, and there was a pulsation of yellow or yellowish gold.
Yes.
And then I just lost consciousness completely, and something seemed to just sort of throw me back into consciousness. I don't know just how to describe it, but I was completely...
You were going to just absorb in something?
Well, I just went
to sleep?
No, I didn't go to sleep. Just somebody hit me on the head, and I just went out. then when I was snapped back into consciousness, why it caused me to jump.
Power there to guide you again, bring you back into consciousness. You please.
Oh, I really felt.
Did you forget your body first? That's the first thing.
Well, the body felt as though I was not here, really.
That is the first thing. You must come along the body consciousness. Then, at that time, what did you see?
Well, I only saw a gold light like a path, and it seemed as though I saw someone there, and then it was gone. That's the only...
Gold light. You saw gold light. Yes. And you see?
There was a large star, and the master come back, and then to the left was another large star.
Which master?
The same one, the eighth one. It was in the picture yesterday.
Oh, that's 17.
And then right to the left of them was another large star, and there was someone there that I couldn't see clear.
Yes.
And then the master spoke and said, a star above, and then it took an oval shape and a brilliant snap of light in the center.
That's beautiful. Did you forget your body for a while? No.
You have to keep them off to bring my mind back to wonder.
No, what I asked just when you replied. Did you forget your body for a while? No.
A little bit.
For a while, a little bit means some part of it or the whole of it, is it? Where you conscious of the breathing going out?
Yes.
That's it. When I told you, you don't think of the body or anything going on in the body, not to think. Just breathing starts from the navel, goes to the mouth, you see. Only when you are in the body, how can you see it? That's the first step. You are not to think of the breathing, my friend. Just as during the day, breathing goes on, and you are not conscious of it. You can. Thank you. Next
one. I didn't see anything.
Did you forget your body? That's first thing. Seeing will come next. Did you forget your body for a while? Did you forget your body for a while? This is the first thing required. After that, when you forgot your body, were you looking mindlessly into something before you? was that big dog, skylight, cloudy sky, or some bluish sky?
It's black.
Big dog. Big dog. Or like a sky. Any spots of light over there are coming or going, some flash of light coming. No. Your mind was wandering?
No. No, I was completely relaxed on that.
But I'm just to find out where the car of not seeing it. You relax your body. Where you conscious of the body is not the thing. Then you must look into constantly, mind was not wandering away. Then where you are exerting that, you must find some imagination, light should come or this, that should come, something like that. No, but I have just identified. You did not see that I quite see. I have just tried to locate where the, I think that this gets rises. You see. You forgot your way, that is a fact. You forgot your body.
That
you try that, did you forget? Trying is something else, forgetting is something else. Where you conscious of the body? No.
No.
That's all right. Where you conscious of the breathing going on in the body? No, that's all right. Then you are just looking into the middle of the darkness of whatever it was before you, constantly, your mind was not wandering away. And where you trying then to see one light or the other?
Well, I didn't know what I was looking for, so I just didn't see anything.
I quite see that you did not see. I don't say that you have seen, but I'm just locating where you are, you see. That's how you forgot the body, that's first time. You're looking minorly in something before you, your mind was not wandering, that's what you said. Then you must be looking something when the light has not come or expecting something of your own self. Expecting to something, just thinking this should come, that has not. That was not, that should not be done, you see. Let it come what it comes. The very effort on our part stands in the way. You follow my point? Here it is. Now you sit down. There was another, I think. You or somebody? Yes. Well, she was conscious of the breathing going on in the body. So that's a natural phenomenon. You have just come up in the body consciousness. That's it. Splendid. Just you are looking into the middle, mind was wandering, not wandering. That is also all right. But you just wanted to see something, expecting to say, this should not come. Simply look through. See what is
done. I was conscious of the body and I saw somebody walking, a feet walking.
You
feel? Flashing light and the sun, stars, yeah. Small stars, light.
That's all right. You think?
I saw the black spot and then it opened up just like the shutter on the camera.
Yes.
Pale blue sky with white.
That's all right. You please?
No, I'm going to do that. It awakes the body.
Yes.
Mostly the dusty intense black and then the pale purplish.
Yes.
It acts as some gold painting.
That's all right. You
please? I was with my body part of the time and then suddenly I have a not that I've become, the body of a baby back is kind of a rain and horrors and odd sort of thing. But when I come back, and I begin to see the gold light, the green light,
the
end.
That's all. All just about leaves the body, you see. You
see? I'm already saying,
outside.
Yeah. Unconscious about, and yet I was conscious of the body, unconscious of anything around me. And then I felt the first light.